This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And take advantage of all the things that we have over there for you to look at. All right. Well, Ron Edwards is still off. He's on sabbatical with physical problems. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But let's start with the national anthem. Here we go. To that is, wow, I remember when she did that, Whitney Houston, of course, no longer with us, but I remember when she did that, it was right here in Tampa, Florida, and it was probably, and I still think it is, the best rendition of the national anthem that I have ever heard, and yes, I will go out and make that statement again. I say it every time that I play it, and I do mean it. It was just unbelievably well done, the way it was done, at a time, I might add, when we were in the middle of the Gulf War. Remember that? That's what was going on then. So it was very important that that we do what we needed to do and get the mood of the country out there such. And everybody saw Everybody saw the people standing up and saluting and hands over their heart and all that, very, and American flags all over the place. We need to remember those times. We need to get back to that, and it's not too late. It's not too late. And these schools, you better wake up. You better wake up. Speaking of schools and speaking of being woke, how about San Francisco? Isn't that quite a story there? Where they had three of their school board members that, well, they aren't going to touch us. We're okay. Nothing's going to happen. We've never had anyone get recalled here. Well, three of them in San Francisco, school board members, by huge margins, almost 80% in one, 70 to 75% in the other two, which is a huge margin, were voted out and off the school board. Now, that's a start. 40 years, it's been 40 years since anybody got recalled in San Francisco. That is a start. And believe me when I tell you, it sends a clear and definitive message to the liberals out there across the United States that your message isn't working, or they never would have done this. But kudos to them for doing it. And then, of course, you have Joe Biden running around talking about, again, he's mentioned his Build Back Better a couple times this week, that's going to help get energy prices down. If they'll just pass it, it'll help with the economy and this, that, and the other. No, it won't. No, it won't. Anybody that's paid attention, it won't. It'll add to our problems. And, of course, he promised to work like the devil. Oh, I'm sorry I have to laugh at this. He said Joe Biden promised to work like the devil to bring down our gas prices. Well, folks, he's the devil that got him up there to begin with by doing two things. Two things. Number one, stopping the Keystone Pipeline. And number two, making the push for the electric and forcing indirectly and directly with new regulations and whatnot, the oil companies to back off a lot of the things that they were doing. Big mistake. You can't just shut off the oil switch and turn on the electricity. It does not work that way. Be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Because of the grossly inadequate government school system practice of not teaching complete and authentic American history, one would think that black Americans contributed very little to our American society. Hello, I'm Rod Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, if your refrigerator contains any produce from your local grocery market, then you can rightfully credit black United States inventor Frederick McKinley Jones. Mr. Jones took out more than 60 patents throughout his life of achievement. Amongst them was a 1930s patent for the roof-mounted cooling system commonly used to refrigerate food products on extended transportation routes. Frederick McKinley Jones officially received his roof-mounted cooling system patent for his invention in 1940. He also co-founded the U.S. Thermal Control Company that later became famously known as Thermo King. The company was critical during World War II, helping to preserve donated blood and food supplies for our American war heroes during the massive war between liberty and tyranny. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
All righty, and don't forget when you go to TheRonEdwards.com to take a look at the Continental Coffee display that he's got there, or Constitutional Coffee. Listen to me, Continental. Constitutional Grounds Coffee display that he's got there. On TheRonEdwards.com, the website. And here's what I'm going to do right now. See, I got this little cup right here. I like to make iced coffee. And the iced coffee that I make with Constitutional Grounds Coffee. And it's really good. Now, you can take advantage of an offer where you go to TheRonEdwards.com. Order a supply of coffee, whatever you want to get, use the promo code RE20, and that'll save you 20% on your order to begin with. So that's constitutional grounds, the coffee you want in your cup. Now, speaking of Ron Edwards, he has been having some medical issues. I talked to him yesterday. He's doing better, thank you. And he expects to be back on the radio show here maybe in another 2 to 3 weeks, or certainly not much longer than a month, because the doctor has told him, you can't stay up all night, you can't this, you can't that, you got to have whatever, and I'll let him explain that to you. So if you want to go to Facebook and send him a page or send him a message, you can go to Ron Edwards, that's his Facebook page, and talk to him that way. And Flip, you know how to do that. So Flip's been in contact with him, I know that. But anyway, he's doing better, and we expect to have him back here in about a month or less. That's totally up to him and his doctor. So there you go. Now, there's just so much going on right now that it's hard to even keep track of. So much. Now, I mentioned the Freedom Convoy here a minute ago. And the Freedom Convoy is starting up with 17 different groups from around the country. And their eventual goal is going to be to go to Washington, D.C. for one big protest. And I'm not sure when that's going to be yet. But when I find out, I'll let you know. Now, the Freedom Convoy isn't just about vaccines. It's about the Great Reset, too. And about Klaus Schwab, who is a guy who's up to his eyeballs and alligators and all of this stuff. And people say, how could it have gotten this way this quickly? Well, you've got Joe Biden. And a year ago, I'm going to give you a little comparison, because we need to keep our system of values in play here. A year ago today, gasoline, the national average was $2.51 a gallon. As of this morning, it's $3.51 a gallon, up another dollar on top of what it was before. Because on Election Day 2020, when Joe Biden mysteriously got elected president, the price of gasoline right here in my backyard, and I got the receipt to prove it, that I bought, was $1.87 a gallon on that day. And by the time January and the swearing-in came into play, it was up over $2 a gallon, and it jumped that far, that short, in that short a period of time. So this is where we're at. And by the way, contrary to public opinion, oil is the basis for everything we do here in the United States. It is the basis for everything we do. We are not going to get rid of our synthetic energy. We're not going to get rid of our oil, our diesel. It just isn't going to happen. You don't just flip a switch and do that. And I don't care how much the greeny two-shoes out there want to get done. It's not going to happen. Again, I'll use the same example I used a minute ago. Well, not a minute ago, but a few minutes ago with Chris Markowski. If you've ever traveled in West Virginia on the two-lane highways, and I'll use one road in particular that runs between Charleston and Virginia, U.S. Route 60. You've got mountains that you go straight up. You got mountains you go straight down. You got mountains that you wind round and around and around and around and around on. Picture an electric car having to use the brakes a lot, having to slow up, speed up, slow up, speed up. Imagine how long you're going to have with a fully charged battery on that type of terrain. It's going to go downhill very quickly. And there are no charging stations along that route. None. Think about that. How's that going to work out for you? It's not. It's not. Now, good morning to Fred in Fort Lauderdale. Fred is saying to me, let's see here. Does everyone know that Putin was trained as a lawyer?
1970 to 1975, University of Leningrad, now St. Petersburg. I think he was a staff lawyer with the KGB, also a martial arts specialist in judo. So he is a real man and a leader and worthy of the world stage, not Joe Biden. You're right. You're right, Fred. And Fred is down there in Fort Lauderdale. We appreciate you very much there, Fred. But again, as I said, we have leaders and we have followers. And then we have tippy toes. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure who the worst tippy toe is, whether or not it's Joe or whether or not it's Kamala trying to keep from falling over him as she trails up behind him all the time when they're walking around the different events. But the thing of it is, and by the way, good morning to George the Godfather. Bet you thought I'd forget, huh? Can't forget you, George. Great guy, and I appreciate your friendship and your loyalty to the program. Now, I got to talk about Russia again. I got to talk about Ukraine. Because here's another story that just came over the wires. It says, despite telling the world that they are doing the opposite, Russia is actually building up their troops in Ukraine. They've added at least 6,000 more. They took the unit of 10,000 out of the location they were in, made a hard left turn, came around the other side of a group of troops, and now they're on the extreme western flank of the country, watching the Ukraine. So that's what happened to that group. And in the meantime, another group has fallen in where that group came out of. So don't buy the lies that they're going anywhere. Because they're not. They're not. They are there because they want that energy. They are there because they want that territory. They are there because they want that seaport that's right there in the eastern part of Ukraine, which is what they want to take. That's where they're at. That's why they want to do what they want to do. Now, remember that with everybody and everything that's going on right now in the country and the world in which we live in, you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. Keep your eyes on Joe Biden and who he's surrounding himself with. You won't like it. You won't like it. And by the way, don't forget, Kamala's going to Munich with Blinken to talk with Zelensky, the Ukrainian president. Okay, we're coming back. Mo Browning is in the house. National Aviation Academy. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk a little aircraft stuff.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News.
Hillary Clinton broke her silence Wednesday on Twitter, commenting on Special Counsel John Durham's investigation and reports it supports claims of spying on Donald Trump. In a brief tweet, Clinton insisted Vanity Fair had published a good debunking of allegations that her 2016 presidential campaign had indirectly funded efforts to spy on White House servers and the Trump campaign. Clinton dismissed those claims as the, quote, latest nonsense from the political right. A new Politico poll shows President Biden's continued struggle to win support from the American people, with just 43% expressing approval of Biden's job performance. Biden's approval on the pandemic was even worse. Just 39% approved of the president's handling of the pandemic. 49% of registered voters want mask mandates lifted. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, the Captain's America Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at National Aviation Academy. Listen to this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses from where they will teach you how to become an aviation maintenance technician. And we have in studio with us right now, Bo Browning. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, tell us where these 2 campuses are.
So, yeah, National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses, one here in the Clearwater area of Tampa Bay. So it's right at the corner of, over in Clearwater, at the corner of U.S. 19 and Almerton Road. And then we have another school up in Concord, Massachusetts, about 20, 30 minutes outside of Boston, right off of Route 2 and all. So both of our campuses run a 14-month program, aviation maintenance technology program. That'll get the students through the prerequisites required by the Federal Aviation Administration to be able to take your FAA airframe and power plant certification test. So there's 3 written exams, and there's oral and practical exams that go through the certification process. So you also, under the Federal Aviation Regulation, you have to have a certain amount of training. So, Aviation Maintenance Technician School that's certificated under Part 147 has to offer at least 1,900 hours of training in roughly 44 different subjects. So National Aviation Academy offers that prerequisite training to enable you to sit and pop and hopefully pass those FAA-required exams to get your airframe and power plant certificates so you can return aircraft and parts and components to service.
Now, if you want to call and you have any questions, folks, you want to ask Bo about, because we've had a lot of people that send us messages via the Internet, which I've got one right now. All the numbers, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. Now, Bo, the thing that sticks to me is the military men and women that are sure. coming out of the military. And some of them may be aircraft-related, some of them may not be. But this is nothing that if you have mechanical skills that you can't do, right?
Absolutely. You know, for myself, you know, when I left the Marine Corps, I worked on helicopters in the Marine Corps, so I transitioned out. I started working in the civilian world as a structures technician on aircraft. And then, you know, as time went by, I ended up getting my airframe and power plant certificate. So depending on what you did in the military, you may have under the FAA rules and guidance, you may have what's considered credible experience if you're an aircraft maintenance technician in the military. And of course, if you were not an aircraft maintenance technician and you have a good strong work ethic, you know, you want to go to work every day, you want to do something that's exciting, something that's a little challenging, you know, and obviously it's in demand, you know, visit National Aviation Academy or one of the other 180 aviation maintenance technician schools in the country and see what they have to offer you. If you're looking for a school, you don't know where to look and you're a veteran, obviously you can go to the VA website, you know, and under your education benefits, they have a school finder application there that'll help you find a school. If you're looking for specifically aviation maintenance technician schools, the easiest way to do it is go to the FAA website. Put in, you know, aviation maintenance technician school, search it on their website. You know, you can search it by states and it'll list out every school that's in every state. You know, do the comparison, see what the schools have to offer you. No matter what you decide to do after you leave the military, make sure if you're going to use your education benefits that you apply to a school and you go to a school that's going to meet your needs, it's going to meet your expectations. So very important for veterans and anyone out there that's exploring school to make a well thought out, well educated decision about the school that they attend, you know, and make sure that school is going to meet those expectations and that you understand exactly what the school is responsible for when you go there to attend that school. The aviation maintenance field is wide open. It's doing really well right now. People are flying, aircraft are in the air, somebody has to maintain those aircraft. Aviation is the only thing I've done in 23 years since leaving the military, and it's always been a good job for me. It's been a good career for me.
Now, you had a celebrity golf tournament, fundraising golf tournament for the students to help them with their whatever they need to have help with. How did that work out?
That worked out actually very well. The Pinellas Community Foundation. You know, we sponsored that golf tournament to help out the Pinellas Community Foundation with scholarship funds and things like that for needy students. It went really well. I mean, obviously, we had the golf tournament that was sponsored. Then the next day, we had a career fair at our Almaton Road location. So, you know, we had a lot of employers there. We had a lot of good participation. So it was a very, very nice event from what everybody told me. Unfortunately, I wasn't unable to attend in person, but it was actually a very, very nice event, and I think it did very well.
Well, you showed up to eat.
Well, you know, I was trying to show up to eat, but, you know, we I was at the school, and we were just trying to get everything taken care of there. You know, we're getting down close to term change, so the way National Aviation Academy works for veterans and civilians that want to attend, our Almaton Road campus, we run two two shifts. We run an AM shift and a PM shift, and we start a class and we graduate a class every 5 weeks of our 14 or our 21 month program. So it's pretty hectic, and we were right at term change when we had the golf tournament. So I was taking care of some business, you know, by those graduating students and the new incoming students when we had the golf tournament. And then our campus up in Concord, Mass, we run a day shift program, and it's the 14 month aviation maintenance technology program, and they start a class roughly every 10 weeks. You know, you can always go to naa.edu, visit our website, you know, take a tour, you know, request information, and you can always see when the class schedules are gonna be.
Mm-hmm. And, folks, I'm speaking to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Of course, we have the two locations. We have the one in Clearwater across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. And then we have the one up in Concord, Mass., right outside the city limits of Boston. And, again, either one that you want to go to, you'll always hear me say, ask to take the tour, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 to ask to take the tour. And you won't be sorry when you do this. You won't be sorry, because this is not just a career. This is an honest-to-God education, continuing education. It's a tremendous challenge. It's a great job for people that want it. Pays great money, great benefits, and they're very much in demand right now.
Yeah,
aviation maintenance techs.
Absolutely. You know, like I tell people all the time, you know, for me as an individual, aviation really changed my future. It gave me an opportunity to do a lot of different things, a lot of different areas and aspects of business involving the aviation field. So it's a great opportunity for an individual that's looking for something to change their future, something to be part of. You know, it's a great thing. We all know people that went to college and they have a degree and they're not working in that industry. They're not doing anything with that degree that they earned in college. You know, the aviation maintenance technician industry, the aviation business in itself, you can always utilize those certifications that you get, you know, from airframe power plant certification. You can always utilize it in that industry. That is what's going to open a door for you to get into a very good career.
Okay, now we're coming up on a break here. Yeah, we've got about a minute to the break. But very quickly, when is your next open house over there at Clearwater?
That I do not have that information on hand. But if you go to our website, naa.edu, you can click on About. There will be a schedule. There's student catalogs there. There's all sorts of public information and disclosures that we have. You know, and we post all that information for both of our campuses on our website. So I'm not really familiar. I think we have another one coming up in March or May. We have a career fair. As far as open houses, I'm not 100% positive. Visit our website, please.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Coming up on the weekend, we will be telling you what we'll be doing this weekend and next weekend, too, for that matter. Don't forget, Bo Browning's in the house, 877-969-8600.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. And I am talking to the National Aviation Academy's Bo Browning. And of course, if you want to call in and ask any questions, the number is 877-969-8600.
You found it, the most listened to radio program.
Thank you, Jeff, we already got that. Or you can send us a message here off the Facebook page to the Captain's Group, or you can send us a direct message off the website, the Captain's America Third Watch. Either way, we'll get the message, and we'll get the question to Bo, and we'll get it answered for you right away. Now, we were talking, Bo, about the two campuses, Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Mass., and the difference is, in Clearwater, you have a day class and a night class. And in Concord, you have a day class.
Correct. So down here at our Clearwater, Florida campus, we run a day shift and a night shift. Our day shift runs from 7:30 in the morning to 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And our night shift runs from 4:30 p.m. to 11:40 p.m. And we also have a 14-month program down here that gets you through the aviation maintenance technology curriculum. We have a 21-month program that's the aviation maintenance professional program that has some add-on courses, some things like that. And then we have a 7-month advanced aircraft systems program that talks about some of the more modern systems on the aircraft. And then up in our Concord, Mass. Location, we only run the 14-month aviation maintenance technology program. And now, again, that's going to get you through the prerequisites, get your airframe and power plant certifications.
Now, I have a question from Joe. Joe's not saying where he's at. Joe is saying, I'm currently in between jobs. I've been thinking about this for a while because I hear you talk about it every week when you're on, Bo. Well, you're on every other week, but that's okay. But what I'm curious about is I would have to go through and get a student loan because I'm not a veteran. Would that put me further down the list? Do veterans get priority, or how does that work?
No. All students that apply to National Aviation Academy have to meet the exact same requirements. You know, so for veterans, obviously, you get some help, benefits from serving in the military. But we have full-blown financial aid department. We have financial aid representatives to assist all students with obtaining or helping you understand the whole free application for federal student aid. So if you're a civilian, you need to take out a student loan. We have the ability to assist you with that. The first step that you can take, though, is go on to the federal student aid or Department of Education website. There will be a link there for the free application for federal student aid. You know, fill that out. That's gonna tell you, it's gonna get the ball rolling for you. If you're looking for regular student aid as a civilian, you don't have GI Bill benefits, you know, go in there and fill out that application. There's school finders, there's all sorts of links there, so it'll help you out. It'll help you get the ball rolling. And if you got any questions, you can always call National Aviation Academy, you know, and one of our admissions reps, one of our financial aid people will be more than happy to talk to you and assist you with understanding some of that paperwork if you have any questions.
Okay, very good. And again, the telephone number to call them is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call over there, and you can get your questions answered right there and set up an appointment to come visit them, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, again, like I always say, please do your research. Make sure that the education institution that you choose to go to is meeting the expectation that you have, and that you clearly understand what the education institution should be delivering to you. Education in this country is very, very expensive. You know, and in my personal opinion, this is just simply my personal opinion, some education is worth the money and some is not.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, we all know people that went to 4, 5, 6 years of college, they have a degree, and they've never, ever worked in that industry they got that degree in. You know, at National Aviation Academy, at the Aviation Maintenance Technicians schools across the country, if you receive your airframe and power plant certification, it will open a door for you into the aviation industry for a job, and a very good, well-paying job, in my opinion. You know, so please do the research. Like I said, there's 180 of them across the nation. You know, National Aviation Academy is here to assist any student, you know, in any way possible to make a well-thought-out decision about their education future.
Now, I got a question here from Johnny, and we've answered this before, but we'll answer it again. He says, what are the living facilities like?
National Aviation Academy does not have student housing at either one of our locations in Florida or in Massachusetts. You know, we do have a student services department that can assist students with, you know, finding temporary lodging while they're enrolled. And all, but again, all we're going to do is point you in a direction. We're going to give you some information. It's up for the student and the landlords to come to that arrangement. We do not get involved in those arrangements whatsoever, but we can point you in a direction to help you find housing while you're an active student at one of our campuses.
I think this is somebody that probably knows you. His name is Mark, and Mark is saying, well, 6 months of the year, you can put a tent on the beach and live.
Yeah, well, absolutely. You know, it's one thing nice about Florida. You know, the weather is nice, you know, half the year down here. Massachusetts probably wouldn't go for living outside there, you know, but the ideal situation, you know, you want to make sure you have good, secure housing. You want to make sure you have good transportation. Remember, both of our locations were clock hour programs. Attendance is mandatory. You must be there for all the required hours, and you must pass all the required subject material. Also, you know, you want to make sure your personal life is set up, you're stable, you have a good foundation, you have a support system, and you have a good plan to successfully get through our program. The last thing National Aviation Academy wants to see are students come into the program and not be able to achieve the goal that they had set. Everybody enters school with a goal, and as the complete school with all the credentials, we want to make sure everybody has the opportunity to complete our education program and receive their credentials.
Okay, one final question here from, Benny, and Benny is local. He says, I'm a diesel mechanic. I currently have a job, but I heard you guys talking about this for a while. Obviously, the kind of pay that you get over there is much more than I'm making as a diesel mechanic. Would I be able to qualify?
Yeah, sure. I don't see anything that would keep you from qualifying. Again, we have admissions requirements to get into the school. As long as you meet those admissions requirements, you should be able to get into it. Obviously, you have a mechanical ability. You know, you've been working on things. You understand tools. You understand, maintenance manuals. You have, an understanding of mechanics. So, I think it'd probably be a good fit for you. It's something you absolutely, should explore and make sure it's the right fit for you.
Okay, folks, his name is Bo Browning, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, and the website. Telephone number 800-659-2080. Give him a call if you have any questions, or check out the website, NAA.edu, and then give him a call after you see what's on the website. Either way, Bo, we'll see you in a couple of weeks, and thank you very much.
As always, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You betcha. All right, folks. Well, let's wrap things up right now. I need to tell you that Dominic's Blinds and Decor brings you this final minute or so. Now, they are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget that you can call them at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, well, it's been another interesting and busy night. We'll see what happens today. This is the day after the day that was supposed to be the big invasion over there in Ukraine. It hasn't happened yet. But the Russians haven't gone anywhere. So who knows what's going to happen next. So be listening and be watching as to what's going to happen next. I don't have any idea, and I'm not going to worry about it until it happens. How's that? Because I think Vladimir Putin is playing a game with us, and he's a lot better at playing this game than we are. The guy is the former head of the KGB, and he knows what he's doing. Joe Biden has no idea. Trust me when I say that. No idea. All right. Stay tuned. Valdosta. My buddy Scott James is going to be on the air up there in Brooksville. JW and the gang. And by the way, I'll be on 99.9 tomorrow morning again at 6:05 with JW for about 10 minutes talking about stuff. Have yourself a great day. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did well. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.